Listen to Duhheads, baby.
I've never felt so alive in my life.
My name is Cole Black. When you see me, oh my.
In this studio, looking at a guy out here, yeah. Hollering my name.
Go ahead, baby. Let's go.
You want to stop me? I spent more money on spilling.
You're going to have to fucking kill me.
Yeah, this song goes so hot it makes me wanna be back.
Go follow Izzy and Griffin on Spotify or wherever you get your music. Together, we can be black.
Hey,
listen to Duhheads, baby.
I've never felt so alive in my life.
My name is Cole Black. When you see me, oh my.
In this studio, looking at a guy out here, yeah. Hollering my name.
It's me, Jackie.
When last
you
year,
stop
I
me.
Spent more money on spilling.
You're gonna have to fucking kill me.
Hey, welcome back, baby.
Holy shit.
We're back. We're Duhheads and we're back. This is we're doing it again.
Yeah, we had a little hiatus.
Just a little.
I think we still have listeners out there.
No, we do. I think we have more.
Dude, imagine how excited they're going to be when they all get this little notification.
It's just going to show up.
You're like, really, Duhheads?
Yeah, baby. So we're sitting in the studio.
Yeah, the new studio.
The new studio, which is my blue Toyota. The blue pill is what I call it.
With the blue microphone.
And the blue snowball microphone. I don't know why it's called. It says blue on it. It's white. This setup is way less elaborate, and it literally sounds better.
Yeah, that's fucking bad.
this
is why you don't drink a lot, folks.
Yeah, so we'll get into that. We'll get into that a little bit. But hey, everybody, it's been a few months, but we're back.
Yeah.
You know.
Fuck keeping up with episodes. That shit's so.
Yeah, dude. Episode,
you know?
31. This is episode 31. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Our last one was concussion.
Last one was concussion, which turned into a schizophrenic meltdown by me. And I had
to be
hospitalized. Literally.
People think this is one of those times you're lying, like when you worked on the railroad.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So,
we have
a lot of explaining to do. Also, we're in a car, if you didn't know. I think I already said that, but if you hear ambulance noises,
we're in L.A.
We're in L.A. recording in my car, so that's why that is. But, yeah, so I think, you know what I think I'm going to call this one to get a lot of clicks?
Come down.
Come down. I'm just going to call it Come Town, and I'm going to use the album image just as a Come Town logo.
Come Town is back again, dude, part three.
Dude, okay, so our average downloads... Or a certain number, they quadruple when I call it.
All our top episodes have Come Town in the title.
New Come Town. So we're tricking you probably. You're probably being tricked into listening to this right now. You probably have no intention of listening to Duhheads. You probably think this is Come Town's back, but guess what? It's
like,
not.
I don't hear Stavros' cool laugh.
I don't hear the world's fattest comedian, Stavros Halkias. Dude, my whole Twitter is just dedicated to talking shit about Stavros now.
Damn, poor Ralphie May had to die and fucking give that title to Stavros, huh? Fattest comedian?
Fattest comedian. Ralphie's definitely fatter, but he was taller.
That motherfucker was funny on podcasts, dude.
Ralphie May,
he was really fucking crazy.
Dude, I remember like thinking like Ralphie May's not funny because he just says racist stuff.
His comedy kind of is whatever.
And then now here we are.
He was way ahead of himself.
Yeah.
Himself.
But yeah, dude, so we're back.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, I was so fucking.
So, what have you been doing since October? That's like the last time we recorded, right?
Yeah, it was October.
Jesus.
Yeah, well,
it's 2023 now, man.
Yeah, so we recorded that concussion episode because I had a concussion.
I remember that when you were like way off. I was just like looking at you, like he's not okay.
Yeah, and then we did a Patreon after, and I started listening to it, dude. I had to delete it. Our Patreon has been scrapped. We were going to get deplatformed for sure. So
yeah, we would save all our wildest blackout moments for Patreon, and we found out that's not a good idea.
Yeah, so Patreon scrap, but we are coming back strong with the page. So.
Oh, we're super strong, dude. We're healthy. You're zen as fuck.
I'm so zen. Yeah, I'm, so basically what happened was, I started drinking again.
And, like hard.
Like really hard. So I relapsed. I was sober for like almost 3 months and then I started drinking hard again. And then I got a concussion and then I like didn't sleep for a few days and I went into I stopped drinking. I went into alcohol withdrawals, had full delirium tremens and was hallucinating for 4 days. I had convinced myself the entire high desert was gang stalking me and trying to murder me.
Like, and, not even that, you're seeing them, like...
Yeah, I was hallucinating.
Yeah, holy shit.
So, Yeah, I guess we'll start with this. Saying I worked on the railroad was code because I didn't actually work in the railroad. I worked at a primarily black school. So it was like the Underground Railroad.
And but above ground this time.
Above ground. And I worked at a school as a substitute teacher. And some people actually started figuring that out because we wore those Adelanto hoodies and shit.
Decked out.
Yeah, so I think that part of my schizo meltdown was true. That I was like, I'm going to get fired.
That was true.
Yeah, I was definitely going to get fired. And
because even before that, when you were sober, you're losing your shit. Not you're losing your shit at work, but you're losing your shit about work because your fucking job was terrible.
Yeah, yeah. You know, oh, I meant to tell you. I actually did tell you. I texted you. The school I taught at, well, I actually ended up teaching at another school because I didn't work at the one before. But the original school I taught at went viral because there was a massive fight. There was like a giant brawl.
Did a teacher beat up a student?
Dude, I don't even know. But yeah.
Probably just a bunch of gang members fighting, right?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, some kid like beat the shit out of some other kid. I don't know. But
basically, boys will be boys.
Yeah, I started going into like, I started hallucinating. And then I was at work one day, and I started, like, hearing stuff in the vents. And then I was convinced that, like, my coworkers were going to murder me. So I ran into the office.
Like, literally, you ran out of the fucking...
I literally, like, waited for one of the classes to end, and I literally, like, speed-walked into the office.
Just sweating.
And I remember I, like, couldn't... open the door because like I was literally hallucinating, dude. I was like, I saw like the security guards because this school has security guards. It doesn't have proctors, and I could hear them saying like, yeah, there he is. We're gonna kill him. And so I was convinced I was gonna get murdered by them. So I went in and told like my boss like I need to leave, and she's like, what? And I just left, and then I was seeing cars driving by, and I was convinced that. They were, like, trying to get me.
Were they all white?
No. I don't even remember it. Oh, the cars? Were the cars white? I thought you were the people.
Because, like, meth heads always gang stalking, so it's, like, white cars everywhere. The white chariots.
No, the white chariots? No, dude, I just, like...
It so happens to be the world's, like, most popular car company.
No, it was like a truck. I kept thinking a truck was, like, I'm gonna get me. And here's the thing. I, like, walked across the street to, like, calm down. Because a part of me knew I was freaking myself out. But I was also seeing and hearing shit, so I didn't know.
It was being amped up for sure by your anxiety of everything going on, right? Yeah.
And so, but I walked across the street, and then this truck pulls up next to me. So I'm like, oh, they're going to shoot me. So I started running. I started sprinting running. So that happens, and I'm like, yeah, at this point, I hadn't slept in like 2 or 3 days. And then, so I get in my car, I go home, and like, I kind of start feeling better, but not really. Then I don't sleep again. I'm up all night hallucinating again. And I'm like,
Is it hard to go to sleep when you're hallucinating?
Yeah, you can't. So I'm seeing demons and archons, Sam Tripoli.
What's an archon?
Oh, an archon? We're not getting into Gnosticism right now, dude.
Oh, save that. Oh. We'll do a Gnosticism episode.
Yeah, we should. Actually.
I just heard that word for the first time.
That'd be
right
a
now.
Good idea.
Look at me.
Sam Tripoli, baby. Tinfoil Hat Podcast. Oh, that's another funny thing. Remind me to bring up Sam Tripoli. Because at one point I was convinced Sam Tripoli was right about everything and he was God. So
he definitely thinks that.
Shouts out, baby.
Shout out.
So that happened, and then didn't sleep again. Went to work the next day. Went
so
to work and
how
was,
many days without sleep at this point?
Probably 4.
And you drove to work.
Yeah, no, and at this point
I was stopping at stoplights fine and everything?
I was driving really erratically. But I went to work all day and was fine.
Whoa.
And at this point, I was like, I need to go to rehab. I'm like, I'm having problems with alcohol. And I hadn't drank either. I hadn't drank
That's
in
pretty
like
4 impressive.
Days.
4 days of no sleep, you're like, this isn't okay.
Yeah, and I was like, so I was calling rehabs all day at work. I was calling rehabs all day at work. And, I was calling rehabs, and I was like, clearly not well. And then
the kids are all just looking at you in silence, like, "Not don't
well,
fuck with
well,
them today."
Well, I was like in like a, it was in like a art classroom, so there was like a kind of a corner where I could like go in the back. I was like literally in the back on the phone the whole day, and
holy shit!
And so that day, I came home, and then I was like, okay, the plan was I was going to go to work the next day and then leave for rehab on Friday. And so it's a Wednesday. And then that night, I had a full manic episode and was, like, screaming. I had, like, I was freaking out, and then, like, I got picked up by an ambulance.
And really?
Yeah. So
where were you freaking out at?
In my parents' house. Okay. I was
like,
screaming.
Dude, if you were at fucking work, that would have been.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was. It happened at, like, 3 in the morning or
you
something.
You would have been on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Kids would have been filming you.
Oh, definitely, dude. Yeah, and, like, I had a.
Griffin going down.
Yeah, I had a full, like, DMT brain flood. Like.
Oh, that could be nice.
It was crazy, for sure. Yeah, like. Yeah, dude, I know all the secrets of the universe now.
That's fucking cool. So if one day you're on Joe Rogan, you're like, have you ever done DMT? You're like,
oh, yeah,
actually.
And I'll get into more of that on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if he'll let me on because I just talk a bunch of shit on him on other podcasts.
Yeah, but it's because you like him.
Yeah, that's why. So that's pretty much what happened. And then I was in rehab, and I have a ton of rehab stories.
How long was the rehab?
I was in there 31 days. I was locked up doing hard time for 31 days.
Dude, I was tripping when I couldn't fucking message you the whole time. I'm like, is he dead? Did he go to a place that's okay?
Well, because didn't I call you?
Yeah, you called me right before everything. Like, but the day before you went to rehab, and I had to convince you that you weren't being gang stalked and you should go home. And I think when you went home, that's when, like...
That's when it happened.
Ambulance, yeah.
Well, the other thing was, too, is I was convinced that, like... I was going to get arrested by the FBI for crimes I'd committed, like just dumb stuff. Like, I was like, oh, dude, they know I bought pot when I was in high school. Like, just weird things. Because I've never done anything worthy of the FBI coming after me, right? And then I was convinced that Duhheads was actually a front that the FBI had you in on. That you were just trying to get me to say things I had done illegally on record.
Dude, they would have to pay me so much money to do that, and I was getting paid nothing.
So I was like, so I was texting you, and I was like when you called me, I was like, yeah, he might be a double agent. I have to be careful.
Double agent.
Yeah, and then I was like convinced, when I was having my full manic meltdown and I was in the hospital, where I was also convinced life was a video game, and I was in heaven, and I needed to kill all the nurses to get through the next level. That was the thing.
That's a fucking gnarly video game.
Yeah, and but dude, you and my brother were both there, and so I kept just screaming, "Where's Rain?" They're like, "Who's Rain?" I'm like, "It's my cousin. You know who he is." They're
"Listen
like,
to
this is a Duhheads, baby." So that happened. No, but rehab was interesting. I met some characters, to say the least.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, how do they range from like normal?
Oh, dude, they range. Okay, think about this. I was like the most eccentric person there.
Yeah, like, that's kind of normal.
Yeah. So I also thought I was Jesus for about 2 weeks. I was convinced I was the second coming for like 2 weeks.
I don't think everybody in rehab.
So
like, oh,
I walked into rehab, and there was this dude who I'm friends with, really good friends with.
Like,
now.
Hello, my shepherds.
And I go. What's your name, Efsler? You look like you're from Costa Mesa. And he goes, I am. He goes, I'm literally from Costa Mesa.
You're like, holy shit, I'm Jesus.
And now he's my roommate. But it was so funny because, like, yeah, I literally was like, all right, guys, I'm the second coming. I'm not Jesus, though. He's another guy, but I'm another one of him. And,
Jesus 2.0.
Yeah, and I just was like, I got this
your
all.
Your name is Isaac.
Yeah, I was like, I got this all figured out. So
don't worry about me.
Yeah, but rehab was a trip, dude. Like, there was people who were like, so there was like most of the alcoholics were like older dudes.
Like, yeah, they're like, oh, it's fucking
but,
time.
Dude, fentanyl, the Chinese are killing us with fentanyl.
Oh, dude,
I know. And like Mexico, dude, there's so many fentanyl addicts.
Have you seen what's going on in Mexico? They're like fighting the government again because they took like El Chapo's son, so they're just like
fucking big ass guns out of a
helicopter.
Yeah, dude, but yeah, so there's a lot of people addicted to fentanyl.
Fuck yeah. Dude, there's a homeless dude that sleeps in the other stairwell that bothers me every morning I come here to work because we're in my work parking lot right now.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's crazy. Like escort other like females to the door.
That's crazy.
Like, why am I gonna get stabbed over this?
Yeah, dude, fentanyl fiends are real.
Fuck, dude,
and they don't live long. So
that's Maybe it's our government doing that. They're like, the only way to get rid of all these druggies is to just give them fentanyl and kill them.
A lot of the guys are saying it's Mexico's putting it in the drugs to, like, get back at us for arresting El Chapo.
I thought it was always China doing it because the opium trade.
It's everything.
That's
dude,
what I heard
but,
on Reddit.
All I know is a lot of the boys are on fentanyl, dude, and it was pretty crazy, dude. So like, I also don't like being told what to do and when to do it. So like after about 2 weeks, I was like, I need to start playing pranks on these people. I need to start playing pranks on the most vulnerable crowd in the world. People in rehab are just so you know, are just above death and prison.
Would
so,
you target like, one of the groups, like the Fenties or the Alkies?
If you'd like to support the show, please go to patreon.com/duhheads. We have exclusive content, exclusive episodes, and tons of other great stuff. I also sell exclusive merchandise, both duhheads and my own, on izzygoat.com. You can click the link in the description below. We currently have a Chinese Kanye West t-shirt. We also have a zany P. Diddy Joker tee, as well as some other great stuff coming soon. Also, of course, I've told you this before, but baby, go to Izzy and Griffin on Spotify. All right, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Get back to the show. Get back to listening to Rain be retarded. He's an idiot. He's such a retard.
Yeah, mostly the fentanyl addicts. Yeah. So the fentanyl addicts are the most...
Can't attack your own kind.
No, dude. The booze hounds? The boys? I call them the boys?
Can't attack the boys, dude.
Dude, the fentanyl addicts are so irritable. And because most of them are, like, kicking the whole time and shit. So, like...
They have no serotonin at all.
Yeah, no serotonin. They're all skinny and they're hungry, but they're not at the same time. And they're hot and sweating. So they're wet and cold. They're wet and hot. So like they're like a sauna. So dude, this is the funniest thing. I went covert ops, dude. Cause usually a troll of mine, I would just scream in someone's face, right?
Good troll.
But now I'm like medicated and I'm slowly.
Oh, you're like.
I'm like zen. I'm like, dude, I've got to this point.
You're a little snake in the grass.
I was like, there's nothing that can. I literally have no fear anymore. By the way, nothing scares me.
Yeah, yeah, that DMT hit.
Dude, oh yeah, dude. Jesus is real. I'm chilling, dude.
Like, Jesus matters, got except
Jesus
geography
is just
anyway.
All right with me. Yeah, dude. It's crazy. But so this is a good one. So every Thursday there's like a store in rehab, right? And like you could get your smokes, you could get like vapes and stuff, you could buy like shirts and clothes.
That's pretty cool. Are they like higher priced because they come to you?
Yeah, they That's actually no, 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 they don't actually. They sell them like at wholesale, so I don't even think they profit off of them.
That's cool.
Yeah. They're like really cheap. And I was like, I'm not touching any vapes, any cigarettes. So I didn't smoke at all.
That's all from the Chinese too, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not doing that shit. But, so I was like, you know, what would be so funny is if I start a rumor that they're not going to open the shop this week and everyone's going to freak out. Right?
Start a mutiny.
Yeah. So it's Friday, right? The shop opens Thursday. So I was like, what I'll do? And there's like there's not really any employees on the weekends. It's just like the people who take your vitals. So there's no one that you could really talk to.
They're just someone there to make sure you don't die.
Yeah. There's like no managers. So I just start walking around with my buddy and I was like, yeah, pretty crazy. They're not going to have the shop open next week. And everyone's like listen, cause everyone listens to everything.
Yeah. You like slowly
and,
start.
And so I would just walk by the people, the Fenty addicts who were just the most vulnerable. And then, dude, there was this dude from Detroit, just a total wigger, and he's like, what? And I was like, oh, yeah, I heard they're not opening the shop next week because people aren't cleaning up after themselves. Listen to this, dude. I go, people aren't cleaning up after themselves. And he goes, what the hell? What the hell is this shit? And I'm like,
Calm down, Eminem.
No, dude. And he goes, and so if you ACA, that means that you leave. You like check out early, right?
Okay.
And he goes, oh, ACA added this motherfucker. And he throws his cigarettes on the ground. So everybody's all riled up, dude. Also, Friday mornings. Okay. So this is on a Thursday. I'm saying this. A Friday mornings, we have a meeting with everybody in rehab in this big lecture hall, right? So I start this on like a Thursday after the store's closed, Thursday night. It's like Friday morning. We have our big meeting. They go, dude, this is so funny. They go, okay, so you guys haven't been cleaning your houses. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through all of your houses. And if any houses are dirty, those houses cannot use the store next
year. They're like, he was
dude,
right.
And everybody was so mad. People were like, this is fucking bullshit.
We're taking
what do you mean
the
I
home.
Can't? What do you mean I can't have more smokes? Fucking losing their... Dude, I was laughing so hard. It was fucking amazing. And then there was this one dude who would take your vitals so high every day. Like, obviously just stoned. So I just started a rumor that they were going to drug test all the people that worked there. And he started freaking out.
He just shows up sober.
Yeah, dude. I remember I walked into the fucking, like the medical annex, right? Where like everyone takes their vitals. And I just was like, there's this guy named John. I just fuck with him every day. I'm like, hey, John, someone took, there's a bathroom where you can only do your drug testing in. I'm all, hey, John, someone took a shit in that bathroom. And he's like, what the fuck? And he got all fucking mad. And he walks in there and checks it. There's just nothing. He just is freaking out, pissed off.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude.
You definitely caused some rules changes a bit. How many people were in a rehab?
Probably, there's like, I think there's 60 or 70 patients.
Whoa. Where does this fucking kind of place exist? In a town hall?
It was in Lake Arrowhead, California, dude.
Oh, that's beautiful.
No, it was cold as fuck.
Oh, well,
it was all males, dude. So I was just on a dude cruise for fucking 60 days.
My
family was like, we're not putting him in with any women. He will fucking go rabid. Oh, dude, here's another one. There's this guy, the same guy, John. He was like an old fat dude. And for some reason, like, there's these people who, like, get angry with sobriety, right? So you'll be like, wow, like, I have 21 days sober. I haven't had that in 30 years. And he'll be like, you're drunk and you don't even know it, you fucking loser.
Like, what?
Yeah, so this dude, John, would always freak out like that. So, like, people would, like, get out and we have, like, these, like, we, like, coin out. So it's, like, you give him, like, a little 30-day chip and then you get to go home or whatever. Okay. So we're like, oh, congrats, 30 days. He'd always be in there complaining, right? And he was an employee there. And his job was to drive people. His job was to drive people from, like, there was a housing that was, like, off of the rehab, like, lot, kind of.
Okay.
So, like, he would drive them to there and back. And he fucking, like, he got really sick one day, and he started coughing really hard when he was driving everybody. And he had to pull over because his vision started getting blurry from coughing. So I started a rumor that he shit his pants when he was driving. And, I kept telling all the little minions, like, there's all these, like, little young kids, and I would just tell them what to do, and they would do it. I was kind of like a shot caller, you know? And I was like, hey, ask...
You're starting to run that rehab.
I was like, hey, ask John if he shit his pants, dude. He freaks out. So everybody kept asking this dude if he shit his pants when he was driving, and he was like, one day, dude, this is my going away present. I had this friend in there named Doug. Shouts out, Doug. He actually listens to DH.
Doug is always a good name.
Yeah, dude, Doug rocks. Friend. But Doug goes, hey, I'm going to do this for you because I was leaving. So I'm packing all my stuff into the car, and he walks up to John, and he goes, hey, John, did you shit your pants the other day? And he turns around and goes, who the fuck keeps telling everybody I shit my pants? I didn't shit my fucking pants. He freaks out, dude.
That fucking rules. You should mail a letter to him and get to the rehab and be like, we know you shit your pants.
We know you shit your pants, flip you out. Freak.
Just never let the rumor die.
Oh, yeah, dude. Heli's overhead, baby. Dude, oh, here's another one. This is funny. There was this dude. I'm not going to say his name because he's extremely vulnerable. There's this guy, and he was an alcoholic, and he, like, couldn't, like, if, like, the teacher would, the so not teacher, but, like, the counselors in the groups, they would say stuff, right? So they'd be like, oh, like, you know, like, if you struggle with this, then this. He would be like, oh, yeah, I struggle with that. And he would go on everything that anyone said, he would respond.
He just wanted that attention.
Yeah, he needed attention, right? Well, in rehab, we would play pool. Like, we would just play pool, like, all the time.
Like, billiards?
Yeah, billiards.
Nice.
And this guy was convinced he was the best pool player in rehab, right? And so...
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, literally. So, I'm terrible at pool. I'm so bad at pool. So what I do is I play defensively, so I make the people scratch on the 8 ball.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm, because that's how bad I am. And so, like me, I start trolling. So I start beating people and being like, I'm so good. And this guy doesn't understand any sort of social dynamics at all, right? So I'm beating people by being bad at pool. And then I make a joke that I'm good, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, you suck. You're not even that good.
Actually.
You're not even that good. So I'm playing against him, right? And I go, you're going to scratch on the 8, and that's how I'm going to beat you. I just keep saying that to him the whole time. And he's like, yeah, you suck, bro. He keeps, like, slamming these balls into the little holes.
He's, like, hitting it harder every time.
Yeah, literally, dude. Literally. And he's like, he was like, you fucking suck. You suck. And I'm like, all right, you better watch. Dude, I beat him by him scratching on the 8 ball. He gets so mad, right? He goes, let's go again.
Dude, it's so funny when you're like, no.
Yeah, no, so I'm like this. No, so I go, okay. I do it again. He's so fucking mad, right? And so, you know how I was explaining there's like the house that's off the lot from like the rehab? There's two houses. There's the big house and the little house. Well, that's, it's called PHP. So it's like partial hospitalization. I stayed in like an intensive care. So I was on the lot.
Like when he first got in there?
No, I stayed
the whole
there.
Time.
Yeah. Cause like after 2 weeks you go to partial, I just stayed on intensive. So he's in the little house of the partial hospitalization, not the big house. I didn't know this. I just knew that he was in partial treatment. Right. So I'm just talking shit and I go, oh yeah, that's why they put you in the little house. Me, I'm in the big house. I start slamming on my chest. I go, I'm in the big house. And dude, he just starts getting so mad. He goes, it's not my fault they put me in the little house. I didn't even know he was in the little house, dude. I'm just talking shit. And he gets so mad, right? And he goes, this guy's also a chef and he has an Amish beard.
Like no mustache?
Yeah, he looks like fucking Khabib.
That's always a bad
UFC
look.
Fighter, dude. He looked like a trans, like, man, like a woman going, his, like, beard was all, anyways, whatever.
Like an Amish beard?
Yeah, dude, he looked nuts. And I'm in the big house. I'm in the big house. He gets so mad, and he goes, yeah, well, guess what? I'm making tri-tip for everybody this weekend, and you can't have any. And I just go, I'm not even in PHP. I'm in intensive, bro. And he goes, he just loses it. Gets even more mad, right? Well, if you're in PHP, you can go and like walk to like a 7-Eleven.
Oh, you have like a little bit of freedom.
Yeah, you have a little bit of freedom, which is so stupid. I don't know why.
7-Eleven is not where an addict should go.
Yeah, because there's alcohol there. And so, dude, that weekend, I don't know if it was me or something else. He fucking relapsed at the 7-Eleven. They had to pick his ass up, dude. They had to pick him up. He was drunk. Moved him back into intensive care. Dude.
He's like, I'm in intensive care.
I'm in the big house. It was so, dude, it was the funniest shit, dude.
That's fucking
yeah,
great.
And then he kept wanting to play me the whole rest of the time we're there. And I go, no.
It's like, no, you said, I don't want to make you relapse. No. Yeah, it's so funny when you can just hold like a winning title over him and never give
great,
them. Like,
it's so sick.
I hate that shit when like fucking Joey beat me in Madden one time and did that, your little brother, dude. I'm like, no, we got to play again. He's like, nope, I beat your ass. I'm like, gah!
I remember that, dude. You were mad for like literally the whole day.
It's a different type of man.
It's
right?
it's a slow anger.
Because he gets all his trolling tactics from you, so you really know how to fucking cut in. And he's a goddamn Birds fan.
He's the Birds.
So it makes it even worse.
Yeah, I do, so... But yeah, that was like sort of. I mean, I'm sure these stories will crop up over time.
Oh, you have a lot.
There's so much.
We're just trying to let everybody know what fucking happened.
Yeah, so because we do have some fans. We did lose all of our patrons, so
that's fine. That's
but we're gonna. Well, that's a good thing because we're gonna come back even stronger.
Yeah, and a little cheaper probably.
Yeah, we'll do it a little cheaper.
Everybody and their mom charges $5 for a Patreon. You know what?
We should do $3.
Fucking $3.
$3 cool. For the Patreon. Check it out, baby.
Yeah.
Check it out, baby.
Damn. Well,
so yeah, that's what happened, folks. I was in rehab, but you know now I live in I moved to Huntington Beach, live at the beach now.
That's nice.
Yeah, so it's pretty chill. You know, got a little job, and now I'm working a sushi job.
You like a sushi chef?
I'm like I'm more of a server. I do
serving. You're serving.
I'm slanging the sushi, boy. But yeah, it's chill. You know, they call me Isaac-san.
Big labia energy.
What if I eat a little cheese every day?
Just keep it.
It's like
I
have a tolerance. Yeah, for cheese.
Good
same
job
with
building
cats.
Up your tolerance.
Like if I pet a cat every day for the first week or two.
I thought you were going to say if I eat a cat a little bit every day, starting at the tail and just ate a little bit, then I'd be fine. But if I didn't eat a cat for 3 months.
I would totally start at the face. Why would you start at the tail?
If someone put a gun to my head and said, eat this cat.
I'm trying to think of
we're
an acceptable
talking about
scenario.
A feline, right?
Oh, did you think I was talking about pussy?
Maybe. It could go there.
I don't want to eat a cat. I want to eat a pussy.
That rules. You are kind of like the Karate Kid, but with Muay Thai.
Yeah, Muay Thai. I'm in a new Muay Thai gym, dude.
That's good.
Dude, Mike Tyson trains at my Muay Thai gym.
Make sure
Damn it. Now people are going to know where I train. So they can Google it. Fuck.
Well, we don't have a lot of people listening.
He rents that bitch out, dude. He rents it out. And he goes there.
Shuts the whole place down.
Every couple weeks, yeah.
That fucking rules.
Yeah, dude. But no, it's so things are a lot better. Things are chill. I think I'm like 98 days.
Damn. Yeah, it's been a fucking long time. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I know it's long, but it feels shorter because feels I didn't do much during that whole...
Yeah, what did you do? you kind of did much. Kind of.
I just fucking hung out. Didn't do anything for, like, Christmas because I was trying not to get the bioweapon in me because my wedding was right after.
Oh, dude. Don't question science, folks.
Yeah. So, fuck that. So, I didn't do shit until the beginning of January, which is like a couple weeks. Yeah, I got a ring on my finger now.
Got a ring on.
That's the weirdest part of everything. I'm like, I fucking gave this on my finger, man. It hurts. Feels weird.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, we went to Vegas, though. That shit was fun. Definitely, you couldn't have gone there.
Yeah. So, you got married. You got married in Vegas, bro.
Yeah, that shit was fun, dude. The night, everything was kind of like family managing until like the day of the wedding. Like when that shit was over, dude, it was just like, I'm fucking drinking all the Don Julio.
A release.
Yeah, but I never like got too drunk. It was perfect. We went to this place called Omega Mart the night of our wedding.
Okay.
It's at this place called Planet 15. It's like kind of off the strip. It has like all this wild shit going on inside. And then this place, Omega Mart, you, like, have to pay to get in. It looks like a whole grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell, like, fake products, like a big, like, 5-pound gummy thing of corn. They have, like, corn vitamins.
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, and then, like, you go in, like, a freezer aisle, for an example. It's just all corn. And then it just turns into a fucking maze. And then you end up in, like, fucking geometric. And you, like, wander around for, like, an hour, pretty much.
That's sick, dude.
And on the way there, dude, this fucking... Celine wanted to wear her wedding dress out, so I'm like, all right, I took my tie off and shit, but I still wore my suit. And when we were waiting for the Uber, and we were coming down from the parking garage, this fucking black dude in this Gucci hat and his, like, girlfriend and, like, their gay friend, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, shit, y'all are newlywed? They're like, oh, man. He's like, I gotta crack the fucking cognac for y'all. He had a bottle of cognac.
That's hell yeah.
He's like, it's brand new, don't worry about it. And he just started pouring cognac down me and Celine's mouth.
Dude, that's sick.
Dude, that was, like, the highlight of my wedding. It was so just fucking funny.
Just a cool black dude.
Yeah, and like perfect level of drunk, just wandered around that like Omega Mart, came back, fucking won a bunch of money, then I lost all of that.
Did you go negative or no?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
That's fine, but the first 4 days, the first night I went up like $600.
Damn.
I was playing one of those craps machines where like it's a computer, but there's a little like dice.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I was slaying on those, but then I would stay fucking too long and just slowly...
Dude, I remember one time we went to Vegas, and I was... Nah, I'm not going to get into that part. we were in Vegas, and I had like $20 to gamble, and I was on the blackjack machines, like we're talking about. Dude, and I went up to like $250.
Fuck yeah.
And I just lost. I was like, flip it. I just put it all on black or whatever.
Dude, that's fucking what I would do. I would start like right when I'd go up like... I was up $600. I started just throwing like $100 bets and shit, like at a time. If it like doesn't roll these five numbers, you lose your $100 this roll. I would do that shit.
Yeah, dude. I've never played craps. I was like big on blackjack.
Craps is a way like to, you can pretty much, if you don't roll a seven at some point and you have like $30 on the table, you can just keep collecting money.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when you do lose, you just lose that, like, whatever like money was on the table. Yeah, and then, like, that's pretty much how I kept winning, but it's fucking good time, dude. People watching was my favorite, is the thing to do in Vegas.
Yeah.
I got super stoned, and, like, the smoking place was our car.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke in the car, go down and people watch, and just flip the fuck out, dude. I was totally, dude, that's where all the NPCs are. Or I felt like I was in Grand Theft Auto, like where they walk by you saying something, like trying to draw you in to like a side quest.
Holy
shit, dude.
Yeah, dude, that's a trip. I haven't been to Vegas in, the last time I went to Vegas was like 2019 maybe? 2018?
That's a good year to go.
Yeah, before the
pre-bioweapon.
Pre-bioweapon, dude. Yeah, that was a wild. That was a wild one.
Yeah, my times in Vegas are usually like pretty like normal. I don't like try.
Well, you're normal.
Yeah,
Someone called me off the wall recently, which means eccentric in like a mean way.
But, like that's Van shoes. That's kind of cool.
I'm borderline van life right now because I record in my car so much.
Car life or
Dude, I don't know if you know this. I'm a broadcaster now, dude.
Professional broadcaster.
I'm a professional broadcaster.
See this microphone?
Now. Dude, my Twitter's been going off the chain. I'm a professional broadcaster now.
The only thing that changed since you've been gone is I do social media so much more less because I just can't think of a reason to post yeah. like anything.
Yeah, it's literally just Duhheads was bringing you back.
Yeah, dude, every time I'm like social media and I'll read like a comment and I'm like, oh, I think I have a good response. I'm like, wait, no, that's a fucking dumb waste of time.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah. I'm going to sit here for 3 minutes typing.
Well, I think for me, so actually this is funny. We did an exercise in the Hab, dude. In the Hab, we did an exercise to see how many thoughts you have in a day, right? So you basically calculate. No, we did it in an hour.
Way too many, dude.
Dude, I have like 16,000 thoughts in an hour.
I'm sure I'm close to you, maybe a little less, but dude.
And yeah, and so like, I think the guy with the most was this one dude who was, he was actually like a genius. He was going to be a preacher. He went to seminary school.
What kind of genius becomes a preacher?
No, he was literally like, he could memorize anything, and he'd seen like over like 10,000 horror movies. This guy was
an autistic preacher.
I don't know. Autistic preacher. a lot of Jesus. I have like 16,000 thoughts in an hour, and so basically my Twitter and social media now is just me firing off the ones that are funny. And
but you're deciding which ones are funny.
Yeah, so out of 10, two of them are going to hit. I guess out of five.
That's pretty good.
One out of five hits, dude.
That's pretty good. I have 9 followers on my Twitter. So, like, dude, every time sick. I'm going to tweet something, I have to remind myself that I'm also tweeting to no one.
Yeah, that's funny. Dude, yeah, because, like, so I started off, like, this year with, I don't know, I had, like, 800 followers. I gained, like, 400 followers the last 3 weeks because your boy's just been
using... Jeff Beck fucking tweet really got you.
Yeah, dude. So Jeff Beck, what band was he even in?
I don't know. I've heard his name for so long.
I don't know either. But there's a guitar player guy named Jeff Beck, and he died.
I don't know why everybody was shocked a 78-year-old died.
Yeah, I don't know either. He's a 78-year-old rock star. And I tweet... Damn! There he is, dude. They're going to go get Jeff Beck. His corpse. No, and I tweeted, like, RIP Jeff Beck, we love you. And it's a picture of Beck Hansen, the guy who does that song, like, in a world of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. And everyone freaked out. And there was a bunch of boomers got super mad.
Dude, boomers are fucking... That's how I feel like I'm talking to on the internet.
Just boomers?
Or doomers? You know what a doomer is now?
Isn't it like a...
I don't even kind of know, but...
doomer is just someone who's, like, negative on the internet, right? They're, like, doom...
About, like, everything?
Yeah, doom scrollers. So, yeah, like, I used to be a bit of a doomer.
I'll, like, go in, like, a game thread when I'm watching, like, the Giants game and just, like, surf the comments and, like...
This game fucking sucks.
Dude, some people write, like, a paragraph and then it's in a game thread, so that shit just quickly...
Yeah.
That's psychopath shit to me. Like, you know your comments moving down this fucking thing fast and you're still gonna write, like, a paragraph.
Yeah, Well, people just have to... They just have to get their little ideas out there.
But, yeah, if your, like, team isn't, like, the fucking Chiefs, they're just like, fucking fire everybody, this is fucking the worst thing ever.
Yeah, Reddit and football has to be one of the funniest things.
The memes are great.
The memes are great.
I stay for the memes.
The memes are great, but like, I don't know, dude, all the fans are such dorks.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, Reddit especially, Redditor. Reddit is like, has to be one of the lamest fucking websites. But the weird thing is, though, is you can get good information on it.
You can.
So I'll be like, you know, like Muay Thai stretches Reddit, and it'll be, they'll like, they like sift through, because they're a bunch of like autistic little worms. They sift through all the shit.
Scour the internet.
They sift through all the shit.
I'm gonna make this post about stretching. I've studied 3 hours of Muay Thai. I'm gonna get it.
But also, like, they also are super gay on there too, where they're like, I was reading this one Muay Thai thread, and they were like, it was like, oh, my partner keeps, not my partner, but like the person I'm partnered with at the gym, they keep sweeping me when we spar. So that's like, if you like kick someone and then they kick your foot out from under you and like, mm-hmm. you fall, right? So they're like, wow, that guy's such a total asshole. You're not supposed to spar
you can get
like
hurt
that.
So bad.
Yeah. And it's like, that's a part of sparring is like,
yeah, learning how
like
to not
learning how to either sweep or not be swept by people.
Yeah. The only thing I know is you're not supposed to get hit hard.
Yeah. You're not supposed
in sparring.
To
that's
oh,
a,
dude,
a
yeah.
get damaged.
Yeah. So like, you know, how I got the concussion at that gym.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I was talking to someone that goes to that gym recently, and he was like, oh, how's the sparring at your new gym? I'm all, oh, it's like way better because basically at my new gym, if you don't know how to spar, they're like, you can't spar yet.
That's good.
Like if you're hitting too hard, it should work. They pull you aside and they'll like show you form and technique and stuff, whatever. But I guess like a kid got hospitalized at the old gym I used to go to. Like the ambulance had to pick him up.
Do you know if it was by the dude that gave you a concussion?
I don't know. It might have been, dude.
That concussion episode, you're telling me like he just wouldn't stop hitting you?
Yeah, well... Yeah, I don't remember that episode at all. I almost deleted it, dude, because I was like, I said I was going to shoot him.
Dude, he deserved
it. So I didn't mean that, by the way. That was another conspiracy.
No, you were fucking concussed, dude. Yeah, that was another... You're not in your right state of mind.
Another conspiracy that I had convinced myself was that because I said I was going to... I didn't say I was going to. I said I wanted to.
Yeah.
I was convinced that there was a sect of the Black Panthers in Southern California that was after me because I said that I was going to... shoot someone who was African American. So I fully convinced myself that the Black Panthers were also after me.
Would you?
And that the BLM, the BLM movement. I also was having hallucinations of the BLM movement crucifying me in the middle of like the town I live in.
Can you imagine if they did that? crucified a white dude?
Duds, Jesus, dude. Oh, no.
Right, he's like, they've done that a bunch of times. It's just in a different way.
Alex Jones.
Crucifying a police officer there.
Oh, yeah. No, dude, it was... The things I was seeing and hearing was nuts.
No, you're telling me you, like, saw dead bodies and shit? Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was another thing. Oh, yeah. In the middle of the night, in the middle of the night one time, I was convinced that, like, these demons were telling me what to do. And they, like, walked me outside. I was, like, in just my underwear because I was trying to sleep. And, like, I walked outside, and there's just... I was laying hell, dude. There's, like, fire and demons and dead bodies, like, everywhere. Whoa. Yeah, it was literally terrifying. It was basically... That was my life for 3 or 4 days.
How does the brain fucking do that? Like, I get how hallucinations can happen and everything, but it's, like, when it's so elaborate like that, when it's, like, a dream...
Well, like, and that's what was, like... That's how I was convinced... That's, like, I guess what psychosis is, because it was so real.
It's like a dream, like a real dream. When you're in it, you're like, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was so real that you couldn't convince me, like, it wasn't real. Like, I thought that, like, there was a chip in my brain that was thinking thoughts, that was reading my thoughts for me.
That's a Neuralink, dude.
Dude.
It's coming.
Dude, you know, like, the CIA has that thing, Voice of God, where, like...
Yeah, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's like, you basically hear, like, they can, like, microphone... Oh, God.
Yeah, they can, like, project shit in your
head. They can project, yeah, and that's what I thought was happening. And so, like, I'd also convinced myself that they Truman Showed my life.
That would be fucking wild to believe that.
And that everything was being live-streamed to the internet.
That movie's anxiety-inducing. So I couldn't imagine thinking that's me.
Yeah, so basically, now I just do it to myself with my other podcast, the Couch Philosopher podcast. So now I just do it to myself.
Those are the 8 out of the other 10 tweets you put on the voice recordings.
It's just me talking to the internet.
That shit's fun though, because we're doing that right now.
That's what we're doing right now, Duhheads, baby.
Yeah, dude, we're fucking back.
Yeah, we're on a new path of Duhheads. We're gonna have topics this time, folks.
Yeah, it's gonna be different. We're sober.
It's gonna be more structured. We're sober.
I still smoke a bunch of weed, but that's pretty much it. I'll drink once in a while, but never on this podcast.
Yeah, I've basically insulated myself from anybody who fucking is a fucking derelict.
That's good, because that shit has always kind of been your problem, actually.
Yeah, it's like...
You'll have, like, one friend that just keeps you in, like, the darkness, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Just pulls you down.
Oh, there's a bunch of shit. I'll probably get there eventually, but I gotta tell you about that part.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm still trying to process half the shit you said.
Yeah,
and that's, like, not even a fraction of the things that happened.
Now I get to meet crazies in AA meetings. And I have to, because one of the things is anonymity, I'll never use a name, but I can tell you some interesting stories.
Make up a cool name.
About people in AA. I had this one guy come up to me literally like the other day, like 2 days ago. And I try not to wear my hair down at AA because I live by the beach and there's a bunch of old like stoner dudes who like will talk to me and be like, whoa, dude, that's so sick. You got long hair. And then they just talk to me about having long hair for like 40 minutes. And I'm like, whoa. I don't want to be here. But there was this dude and I was like, I like begrudgingly wore my hair down. And this dude, he's like 5'2", walks. Oh, I almost said his name. Damn it, dude. He walks up to me and he's like,
it's me, Tiny Anthony.
No, he literally has an accent. He literally has an Italian accent. And he goes, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. And he's like, hey, what's up, dude? But it was like Jewish and Italian. And he's like, yo, man, you look the part, man. You just look so, your lights are on, man. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And he's like, you play music? And I go, I used to. Which basically means, like, I don't want to talk about this right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. And pretty much is like, no.
Yeah, because, like, if you say I used to, you don't really forget how to play music. So he's like, you play music? And I'm like, I used to. And he goes, great. What do you play? And I go,
that's great.
And I go, guitar. And he goes, you're in my band. And I'm like, what? And he goes, you're in the band. And then he's like, I'm like, what? And he's like, you're in the band. And he goes, you play guitar? He goes, I sing. Well, I don't really sing. I'm more of a vocalist.
Does he think he's on MTV's Made?
I don't know. I don't know. This guy's like 5'2", and he's like, you're in my band. And so, and then he got really, he sounded like Jewish at that point. And then he's like, and then he goes, I don't sing. I'm more of a vocalist. And I go, oh, so not like Robert Plant. You're more like Frank Sinatra. Like, you know, he doesn't sing. He croons.
Yeah, you like talk.
He croons. Words. Yeah. And he goes,
croons?
Yeah. It's like,
that's a cool word.
Crooning. More like, come on,
dude.
Like,
sobriety's bringing all these fucking crazy words out, dude. I can't wait to learn shit,
dude. Yeah, and I go, oh, so not like Robert Plant. You don't sing like you know the singer for
yeah.
And he goes, oh, I sing exactly like Robert Plant. And I go, okay, Robert Plant,
the
okay.
Plant Man.
No, literally. And I go, all right. And he goes, yeah, dude, you're young, you're gorgeous. And he's like, yeah, we're gonna put you in the band. I'm the singer. And he goes, what'd you play? You ever in a band? And I go, yeah, I used to be in a band. He goes, what'd you do? And I go, I was the front man. He goes, well, that's my job. He got like offended.
Like, well, hold on. Slow down. That's my job.
That's my job. And he goes, and he's like, well, dude, we'll get you in the band. And we play Mustang Sally. That's what he said. He goes, we play Mustang Sally. And I'm going to have a bunch of girls goggling your cock. That's what he said to me, dude. I have a bunch of girls goggling.
What's Mustang Sally?
I have no idea.
Is that the name of his band?
I think Mustang Sally is
that's
like
not
a,
bad.
I think it's like a song. I don't know. It's like a song from like the 70s.
Sounds like a Black Betty song.
No, he said, I'm going to have a bunch of girls. He didn't say gargling. I'm sorry. He said guzzling. We're going to have a bunch of girls guzzling your cock. And I go, and I'm just thinking of this. This guy's like 65 years old, dude.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, this 65-year-old man is telling me how I'm going to be in a band with him playing Mustang Sally. And then if they're a sober band and they play at AA meetings and they play at bars, but on sober nights. Which I don't even know how that
dude,
works.
If my brother were to run into him, you're like, really? I could be in your band?
Yeah, and then he's like, I'll text you a list. It's like 15 songs. You learn them. You come over to my house. He goes, I got a wife. She's 20 years younger than me, and she goggles my cock. Anyways, oh my I'll God, text dude. You. What's your number? And then I
gave him a fake ass number.
I gave him I gave him the wrong number because he's like, because I feel bad because like some of these people, they just want to talk to you, and they're like, hey, I'm about to drink myself into a rehab center.
Can you help me not do that today?
Yeah, so, I don't know, so, yeah, the fucking, so the Mustang Sally, he never got a hold of me, so thank God, but that was also, like, 2 days ago, so.
Holy shit. Oh, man, Mustang Sally dude, from New York.
There's this guy at rehab the other day, and, like, at the end of at the end of the meetings, they'll be like, oh, like, does anyone need a sponsor, right? And so they ask at the end. And so this guy's sitting there and he's just tweaking, dude, the whole meeting. And he just screams, my name's Christian. He goes, my name's Christian and I need a sponsor. He just screamed in the middle of the meeting.
Like staring at the floor.
Yeah. Christian wasn't his name, by the way. I made up a fake name.
Always fake names.
Yeah, always fake names.
Shit rules, dude. So are meetings that fun? I hear like comedians have gone to AA meetings just for material.
Oh, you can get so much material at meetings, dude.
Which is kind of fucked up.
Yeah,
but
no,
that's like a life hack.
Yeah, there, it's so funny. There's this other guy, and he's like, because I go to different meetings, but I have like the same one I usually go to, and he always says like, comedians. I don't know what this means. I don't have no idea. He says comedians call AA the Boy Scouts. That's what he always says.
The Boy Scouts?
And he says it really serious. He's like, comedians call AA the Boy Scouts. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, like what does that mean?
I have no idea.
So cookies. Wait, that's the Girl Scouts.
They sell cookies.
What does the Boy Scouts sell anything?
Fudge.
Fudge?
Yeah, they get their fudge pack.
Oh, man. That's why the allegations.
Speaking of, no, I'm just kidding. So you got married and I got right with God.
That's yeah, you got a whole, like, months of story. I got, like, 2 days
because
I
was in Vegas. For... Did you see Circus de LA?
No, dude. I did see the Blue Man Group. And,
how was that?
I got an edible specifically just for the Blue Man Group, and mm-hmm. I ate the, like, 100 milligrams. Dude, that shit... Blue Man Group is so fucking rad.
Really?
Yeah, like, it's a whole... It's,
don't they just play, like, not instruments?
Well, they can't... No, they play... Dude, you can tell they're all, like, former drumline, and then yeah. they went to music school. Like, these fuckers are good.
They're good, yeah.
Because they can do a bunch of shit, but, like, yeah, they do, like, some, like, little comedic things, and, like, they do, like, the whole, like, silent, awkward fucking... routine, but it's mm-hmm. fucking cool. It's fucking fun as shit. They would, like, have this drum kit they'd fill with, like, a smoke machine, mm-hmm. and then they'd hit, like, different drums, and, like, different fucking giant smoke rings would just go out into the crowd.
It's,
and
like, vaping.
Yeah, dude, they're fucking vaping. Doing vape tricks, but with drums.
That's tight. The
I was vape tripping tricks. Out. This fucking shit was so cool.
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
Yeah, that sounds dope, dude. Circus de LA looks fucking terrifying.
That's the next one
actually,
I want to go
see. Actually, you know what? When you have the delirium tremens, it kind of is like clowns. Like, they kind of look like, the demons look like scary. It looks like Circus de LA, actually.
I've heard that about it. I can't remember. I think it's like Salvia, that like there's either a female clown or like a temptress that just laughs at you your whole trip.
No, isn't that DMT?
No, it's Salvia. Yeah. They said you're always, like, being pulled down and shit and being laughed at.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. And it's by a lady.
Yeah. Freaking ladies. They'll
pulled
get
down
you.
By a lady.
But, no, dude, like, all it's so funny. Now I'll, like, listen to, like, podcasts about, like, the universe is a frequency, and I'm all, oh, yeah. Like, when people explain the fourth dimension, I'm all, yeah, it makes sense.
That's fucking freaking me out because I kind of get that shit, too.
Like, I get it. I fully am like, oh, yeah. Like, I was listening to, shouts out, Uncle Ted's Cabin. It's like a, it's almost
like...
Oh,
yeah, you're on that podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on it in... Well, I think it'll come out, I don't know, if it comes out the week after this, or if it comes out the week of this, but...
Yeah, coming out, everybody keep your eyes
out. So, Uncle Ted's Cabin.
I'll check it out.
It's kind of like War Mode mixed with, it's like War Mode mixed with, like, Dad Meat mixed with... It's a good... It's,
are
it
they
mixed with, like,
L.A. Brethren?
No, they're East. I think they're. I don't think they're Philly guys. I think they might be Baltimore guys.
I like
know.
The funny, like, cool guys
on
the
around
East
the
East Coast,
yeah.
man.
But no, dude, they were explaining in one of their podcasts how like the third dimension is this, right? But then the fourth dimension is like you can. It's
a
like
line.
A sliding scale through time,
uh-huh.
and how you can like go anywhere throughout all of time. I was like, oh, that makes sense to me now.
Yeah, and then like the fifth dimension is if you could pick any point of time on that time of the fourth dimension.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah, I remember watching that Michioko Kaku guy.
Oh, that guy? Oh, my coworker.
When I was like,
I work with that guy.
Your boss.
Yeah, he's my boss.
The sushi chef.
Yeah.
When he explained the like 15 dimensions when that video came out in like 2007 or whatever.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, that makes sense.
I got to like 6 and I was like, nah, dude, we're not fucking doing this shit.
Well, I also think of like the Earth now is like we have air, right? It's almost like a pond. How, like fish in the pond, there's water.
Like, it's flat?
Like, fish don't know that they're in water. That's like us, but with other dimensions.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, that's like what, well, this is turning into the gay podcast.
This is not gay. This is cool.
This is cool, guys.
This is what happens when you have cool DMT floods.
Yeah,
dude. You are the Matrix.
Yeah.
See, like, you transitioned. You're like Morpheus. You're already there. You're captaining the ship.
You're Neo.
I'm Neo, dude. I'm at the fucking desk job thinking
there.
Like life's not bad.
Oh yeah, and I'm like, there's nothing that can hurt me, dude. I just go to the. I'm all. Oh, I want to go run on the beach today. Go to the beach, and then I'm all. Wow, I don't have any money, and then it's just like this. You have a job now. I'm all. Oh, cool. I have a job, and then I'm like, wow, I really.
Like, things are just happening.
I'm like, wow, I really need to pay my phone bill, and they're like, oh, by the way, someone tipped this much last night. Here you go.
Like phone bills covered.
I'm all phone bills. Yeah, it's just.
So you're just like letting the universe like handle.
Yeah, and it's handling it.
So is that the program?
I think it's everything.
Or it's like Zion. I'm still on the Matrix thing, dude. I'm waiting for my white rabbit.
I thought we were going into the caves.
Why?
Oh, speaking of white rabbits.
They fuck a lot down there.
No, speaking of white rabbits, dude, we can talk a bunch about that.
That's who I'm for. I'm waiting for my white rabbit.
It is also the year of the rabbit, year of growth and prosperity. Unsale.
Oh, dude, my brother is the year of the rabbit, so you know it's going to be wild, right?
It's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah, when you went to Vegas, in a couple of the hotels, dude, they had, like, their whole middle courtyard, like, mm-hmm. in the Caesar's Palace, like, decked out in, like, year of the rabbit
shit.
That's
really cool.
Bunch of the Chine were there, fucking taking pictures.
Well, we love the Chinese.
Oh, dude, they're awesome. You're like, hey, can you take a picture for me? And they're like, hell yeah, dude, how many do you want? They're like, do you want me to start editing? And I'm like, no, it's fine.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Get that spyware off my computer.
Stop taking pictures of my surroundings. Oh, yeah, I kept thinking my phone was taking pictures. I thought the walls in my room were painted with like camera paint. I thought the paint was cameras. So I was like doing funny poses and shit
just
in my room.
One giant camera room.
My mom comes into my room and I'm just flicking my light on and off. She's like, what are you doing? And mom, I'm tricking them. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah, dude, your mom fucking was having a great old time at my wedding. She won like $700.
Yeah,
there
she
for
won
like one night.
Yeah,
I'm
she
like,
won like $700.
That man. Fucking rules, dude.
Yeah. I just lost what I was going to tell you, but I was going to tell you something. Now I can't remember. That's good. That's good podcasting, huh?
I think we're hitting our... Well, I was hitting my stride in the last like few podcasts we released. And
yeah, and then it came to a halt.
I got to knock this rust off me, man. You've been doing your couch philosopher thing. You're probably episodes ahead duh heads now, even though this shit started
I think we're actually... This will be... Well, I release three a week. I do three 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's definitely been getting better, though. I'll listen to it, especially when I was missing my boy, man. I was like, this is all I got.
This is all I have, a trace of it.
Because I don't like texting.
He sounds like a psycho Tim Dillon, a schizo Tim Dillon.
But, like, you're a little more at peace, though. You're, like, an at-peace Tim Dillon. Like, your rants are happy rants.
Yeah, mine are funny, you know.
But then everybody knows one day. Just like Tim Dillon,
he snapped.
And then you want people to be thrown in a pot, a boiling
Throw
pot
them
of
in
water.
The pot, dude.
You boil the homeless.
Yeah, fucking, well, this is, we're just gonna call this one Welcome Back, parentheses, Cumtown.
Welcome Back, Cumtown. It's us, Cumtown.
Oh, dude.
That's funny, every time we do any of these, people are like, holy shit, really?
Yeah,
they fucking are coming back? I'm dude, like, nope, dude, got you again,
had,
bitch!
When we had that whole, the fact that people don't know I'm a troll yet is so funny. Like, people, oh, dude, my Greta Thunberg tweets have been getting so much hate.
Dude, I saw the one today that's like, she has fetal syndrome.
Fetal alcohol syndrome.
It lines the fuck up.
Dude, she looks like she does.
She doesn't do anything, right? She just like,
no,
is
her parents are literally like rich champagne socialists and like,
they just push her into the front.
Yeah, they just like pushed her into like this limelight. And so I tweeted a picture of a drawing of a kid with fetal alcohol syndrome and her right next to it.
Yeah, it's like beady
eyes. And I just said the world is heating up. And it got like 60 fucking likes.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, my Twitter hopefully does not get.
See, your arrest was a fake.
Oh, yeah. Staged. Did you see that? I did a whole episode on it, dude. That's like my most listened to.
See, I'm on
episode.
These parts of the internet still.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm just a ghost, dude. I've had a Reddit account for like 9 years and I have like 6 comments.
That's hell yeah. That's sick. I fucking, I did an episode where I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna check the news. And I go, just checking our conspiracy because that's just where I get all my news from Reddit.
I mean, I think I get all my news from podcasts and they get their news from like Reddit. So it all works out.
It's all the same shit.
We get the same shit.
Reddit is good for the news, kind of. But you also just get like the super woke, either super woke lib agenda.
You got to scroll down like a little bit and then you start getting some real shit. Because the stuff that's like upvoted of the day is always the same talking points.
It's always like a black nugget. The black armless, legless SJW trans person was the first inaugural mayor of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
That shit rules.
And everyone's like, yeah, the fucking representation.
Representation matters.
Okay.
It's
I don't
like,
know.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what that's what matters.
How about you?
It's not the economy or anything.
Yeah.
We got to have people represented. Look at every other country. They're like, dude, representation is the worst thing you can do.
That's so funny, dude. Fucking, yeah, the Chinese. Have you seen the video of the Chinese army?
Mm-mm. Well, I've seen a video of them before.
Yeah, they're
what are
crazy,
they doing now, dude?
They're all a bunch of Bruce Lees over there. They're buff.
But this is why we need Japan on our side. We got Gundam over there. People don't even know.
I bet you we
have Gundam wings.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I finally brought it back. Dude, I thought my Japanese coworkers would think I was a freak for having anime tattoos.
Oh, they probably love it.
Dude, yeah, they love it.
Dude, we're like, oh, you love our culture.
I'm like, yeah, yeah. I'm all, yeah, I'm a weeb. They're like, thank you.
What is a weeb? I've always heard that term.
A weeb is like someone who they love anime so much that like they start learning Japanese through anime.
Oh, and they like,
they have like little, they have like Asian anime girlfriends. Like,
they're always white neckbeards too.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
I got it. All right. I never knew. So I've heard weeb so many times.
I thought they were going to think I was like a weeb, but they're like, oh, that's really cool. And they're like, well, plus my tattoo's on my knee. It's pretty fucking gnarly. They're like,
that does hurt a lot. You have like a black spiral on one. That fucking hurts.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, yeah, that's actually pretty sick. And then they were like questioning me on my anime knowledge, and I was answering all their questions. And they're like, oh, he actually likes anime. He's not a poser. They're like, who's your?
You
favorite?
Were obsessed for a little bit there.
They're like, who's your favorite Naruto character? I was all Shikamaru, and they're like, whoa, we've never
like, even, oh,
like, we've never even heard that guy.
This guy. That's like when you name like the third stringers on your football team to like a fan. Yeah, and they're you like, do oh, that. You're a real fan.
Yeah, you do that. It's like, oh, yeah. You're always like, yeah, you know the third string left guard for the Rams. I'm all, no, I don't actually.
I do. I know I'm autistic when it comes to football. I'm like, I got to know the 90-man roster just in case we get another Victor Cruz. Like, you never know when it's going to... It never happens. Literally never happens.
Yeah, you guys had no receivers this year.
Yeah, but, you know, we fucking exceeded expectations. I was going to put a bet on them against Philly when I was in Vegas, but then the Giants were resting people and the Eagles weren't, so I had, like, no idea about the spread, and I'm like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to the craps machine, baby.
There's a guy who put like, he put like $2,000 on the Jags to win at halftime.
Oh shit!
Against the Chargers, and
how
he won, like,
drunk was that guy?
I don't know, but he was late. He fell asleep during the game. There's a video on TikTok. They wake him up on TikTok.
Dude, that fucking rules.
Yeah, they wake his ass up and yeah, but we're back, baby.
We're fucking back in black.
Yeah, so if you guys, we got to start the Discord back up.
Yeah, everything is going to slowly get going again. We're going to have video, like, in the future. We got to get, knock the rust off, dude.
Knock the rust off our boots.
Yeah. But we definitely can't be doing this shit in a car in the summer. We would die.
Oh, we can't. No.
We were dying in my house when I turned the swamp
off. We had to turn it off. We had to turn it off.
We podcasted.
And this blue snowball picks up everything.
That shit rules.
It is. It's funny how good a quality it is.
It is the dumbest looking mic.
Isn't it? Okay, thank you, dude.
Is it looks necessary?
Like I fucking hate it. I hate how it looks, dude. I literally cannot stand how it fucking looks.
It's like someone that is obsessed with fucking Star Wars designed it. They're like, we can make it look like a little droid.
And look at the word blue on it. It's not even symmetrical. It's not even like, it just looks like shit.
It almost looks like there's an S at the end.
Dude, I set a reminder in my phone for me to return it to Best Buy, and I just completely forgot. It's just like the fucking return, the reminder on my phone didn't even go off, so I still have it.
Oh, I'm one of those people that's like, fuck you, reminder. I'm like, oh shit, I needed that.
Yeah, no, yeah. My reminder just doesn't work, so I just am always forgetting literally everything.
I'm probably going to get an iPhone.
Dude, isn't that shit sick that I showed you how you can fucking just click the thing and it turns it into a PNG image?
And it's mainly because everybody I know has an iPhone, so like pictures and all that.
Yeah,
shit,
and then we can have
like easy to do.
It'll make our lives easier.
So Celine's phone's breaking, so I'm just gonna give her mine and go buy an iPhone.
Hell yeah! Yeah, and then we'll start writing our own version of Gillian Keeves.
Oh, dude, our sketches are gonna rule. I'm the best actor.
You probably actually could act.
Oh yeah, I'm totally narcissistic enough to do it.
I probably could act too, actually. I'd be that guy who sucks at acting, but I'm like, yeah, I'm the lead. I only go for lead roles.
My dad was an extra in Happy Days. I'm not even fucking lying.
We're going to end on that. That's
hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. So go check us out on the socials at Duhheads.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we're back, baby. Come town too.
So you made it to the end of the show, but you don't want to go to our Patreon, huh? You just think that everything in this world is free. You think that we don't spend time, so much time, endless time on these. Patreon.com/Duhheads. Patreon.com/Duhheads. Patreon.com/Duhheads.